Sabbath. In this presentation, you are about to go into an amazing journey. You are going to climb inside a spaceship and travel to the center of our solar system. In our solar system, there are many planets. You may know them. But there is one thing that you should learn. God made them. They are special in a way, but then again alike. And I hope that this presentation will have an effect on you. In Genesis 1, 1 and 2, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Next, we will have Ben talk about the sun.
Hello. Happy Sabbath. Okay, the sun. The sun is a star at the center of the solar system. It is by far the most important source of energy for life on Earth. The sun gets its heat from nuclear fusion, and its orbit is in the galactic center. Our object lesson. The sun is the most important entity that all living thing depends on as the source of life. So it is the sun of righteousness, the source of our lives, and we must learn to depend on him with an unmoving faith. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14, verse 6. And now we will start our planets with Mercury, and we'll start with Dana.
Happy Sabbath. I'm going to tell you about some facts about Mercury. It's also called the dead planet. Mercury is the smallest and closest to the sun of the eight planets in the solar system, with an orbital period of about 88 Earth days. Length of day is 58 days, 15 hours, and 30 minutes. Interesting fact, if you weighed 100 pounds, your weight on Mercury would be 38 pounds. Multiply your actual weight by 0.38. Our object lesson about this planet is Mercury is known as the dead planet, but yet closest to the sun. We can learn a great lesson in how just as Mercury is a dead planet, we should die to self daily as we come closer to Jesus, the sun. I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I die daily, 1 Corinthians 15:13. Venus. Venus is the second planet from the sun, orbiting it every 224.7 Earth days. It is named after the Roman goddess of love and beauty. Venus is the most brilliant of all planets. Like other planets, it reflects the rays of the sun. Length of day in Venus is 116 days, 18 hours, and 0 minutes. Interesting fact. Venus is one of the brightest objects in the sky next to the sun and the moon. Our object lesson for this planet is, it is written, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, 14 through 16. God has asked of us, just like Venus, to reflect to light, reflect Jesus, and be a source of light to others. Earth. Earth is also called the world, and less frequently, Gaia is the third planet from the sun, the densest planet in the solar system. The largest of the solar system's four terrestrial planets and the only astronomical object known to accommodate life. Population in Earth is 7.125 billion. Earth's atmosphere protects its surface like a blanket from the intense heat of the sun on one side and the coldness of the space on the other. Earth is the only planet that has the right temperature for having less of water. The atmosphere also helps keep plenty of air. Our object lesson for this planet is just as the Earth has an atmosphere that covers it like a blanket, protecting it from different ways of harm, so is the hand of God that is ever before us, protecting us from Satan and from evil. Psalm 125, verse 2 says, "As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round his people from henceforth even forever."
Happy Sabbath. Mars is the fourth planet from the sun, and the second smallest planet in our solar system, after Mercury. It is a cold and dusty planet which is covered by a red dust. Mars is perhaps the most fascinating of all the worlds in the solar system. Its red color makes it easy to identify. Orbit period is 686.98 days. Our object lesson is, Mars is often called the red planet because it is covered with red dust. This can remind us of the blood of Christ shed for us, and how we're covered by the blood of the Lamb, saying, "Blessed are they who in iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered." Romans 4:7. Jupiter. Jupiter is known as the mother planet. Jupiter is the fifth planet from the sun and the largest planet in the solar system. It protects the Earth like a mother would. Its gravity is very strong, and it pulls asteroids and other space debris that could harm the Earth into itself. Orbit period, 12 Earth years. Our object lesson is God placed such an amazing planet in just the right place, orbit to protect us. Just as God has provided a helper to Earth, so did Jesus promise a helper in times of need. "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever." John 14:16. Saturn is the sixth planet from the sun and the second largest planet in the solar system. After Jupiter, it is surrounded by a wonderful system of rings made up of not solid or liquid sheets, but of large numbers of small particles whirling around the planets in a matter of tiny moons. Our object lesson is, just as Saturn is surrounded by wonderful rings that give it its beauty, so it is for the Christian who wraps and embraces the truth around their lives. Let us wrap God's law to us. "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy hand and chains about thy neck." Proverbs 1:8-9.
Hello. Again. Uranus. Uranus is the seventh planet from the sun. It has the third largest planetary radius and the fourth largest planetary mass in the solar system. Uranus is often referred to as an ice giant planet. Brr. I wouldn't like to be there. That's for sure. Temperature, -244°C. Oh, by the way, Uranus is the coldest planet in the solar system. Our object lesson. Uranus tilts toward the sun so much that it looks as if it is bowing down with humility towards the sun. Uranus teaches us that we must always be humble in the presence of God, shouldn't we? Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. James 4, verse 10. Neptune. Neptune is the eighth and farthest planet from the sun in the solar system. It is the fourth largest planet by diameter and the third largest by mass. Among the gaseous planets in the solar system, Neptune is the most dense. Its orbital period is 165 years, and the distance from the sun is 2 billion? Yeah, billion. 798 million miles. Whoo! Oh, wow. Our object lesson. Neptune, having a beautiful sapphire glow around his sphere, reflects the color of obedience. Let's learn through the color of obedience, blue, remind us to always obey God's law. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Psalm 40, verse 8. And we'll finish here with Pluto. Pluto is the largest object in the Kuiper Belt, the 10th most massive known body directly orbiting the sun, and the second most massive known dwarf planet after Eris. Its orbital period is 248 years. And we'll finish with this thought. Pluto is a very uncertain planet, which scientists don't know much about. There are many like Pluto who are uncertain of their life purpose. Being God's people, we don't have to be uncertain of our future. We have an identity. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9.
Does anyone to this presentation have any other object lessons they can add? Just by saying, hey, I saw something that I caught that I just want to share. Anyone else? Heidi.